Tyler, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Ruby.
My absolute pleasure. Now, first thing first, would you be able to give us like a brief rundown of what packing is all about and what your hopes for the show are?
Sure. So, yeah, like you said, packing's about this 22-year-old guy. He's trans and he's transitioned. He's had the surgeries. He's on hormones. You know, he thinks that, and he's thought that that's what he's needed in life, and he's all sorted. But he kind of realizes that now that he is sort of stepped into this new body and new life, in a sense, he has got to really forge his own path in that. You know, that wasn't enough. He's like, okay, now that I'm here and I've reached these sort of external goals, now I need to take a look at who I am and what I want. And he's still trying to prove his manhood by chasing the loss of virginity. And it's really about him trying to figure out what kind of man does he want to be. Is he just going to accept the version of manhood that's given to us, that's packaged for us in mainstream media? Or is he gonna be his own person, and is he gonna, you know, acknowledge the life he's lived and forge his own way and just be himself?
Yeah, absolutely. And so what was it like to kind of like write a series, you know, partly based on your life, and how much of the story is actually true? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's really a fun, kind of a bit embarrassing time to write a story of this nature about yourself. You kind of have to be like, yes, so it's about a trans virgin. Yes, it's about me.
Yes, it's about a trans virgin that just so happens to be me, myself.
Yeah. Essentially, my brand at film school now is being a virgin. So that's cool. I mean, if
that
anyone
rules.
Wants to know, I no longer am a virgin in real life. But anyway,
I keep telling people that I'm a born-again virgin, so I entirely understand what you mean.
that's great. But yeah, it's a lot of taking notes on my phone when something hilarious. I've just been doing that for years, not really knowing what I was going to do with those things. And so now I'm like, oh, cool. When I'm like looking, I'm trying to write the script, I'm like, great, let me go through these notes. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the exact scenario that I'm trying to write. Yeah, I take a lot of notes about when crazy things happen. I'm also like, I kind of base the best friend characters off my real best friends, and I like to use them as a starting point, and then we've got actors in, and then I kind of mold the characters to suit the actors a bit more. It's like kind of finding a balance between what you want to keep from the real life and what you're willing to fictionalize, and how to fictionalize that while keeping the true essence of what you started with.
Yeah, absolutely. So like, totally get where you're coming from. It's like, I had a chat with a web series creator last week who was kind of in the same boat, except like the autobiographical series that he has is like so true and so like so deeply based off his life that it kind of ruined his life as well. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, are there any like, Speaking of other things, are there any specific films or books or like other media that kind of inspired you visually or narratively in creating the show?
Yeah, I've been looking at a lot of other series that are written by like creator actors. Shows like Rami, if you've heard of it.
Yeah, Rami.
Feel Good, yeah, on Netflix. Even Sex Education in the way it sort of straddles that line between like the raunchy sort of sexual humor, and it has a lot of heart, and it's really about like the emotional stories of those characters. Insecure is also a great one.
Yeah. Totally. And so can you think of any differences and similarities between Packing and like, I guess, like cis loss of virginity movies like Superbad and American Pie?
Yeah, I think, first of all, it's the audience that those movies are catering to.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, they're about cis white men, and they're kind of for cis white men. I think this is, you know, it's centering a trans man of color, and the best friends. They're both women. It's very much one of them is looking for her first experience with another woman, so it's very much a queer angle. I think it's a lot more inclusive, and it's very much like about their feelings and emotions more than so much the external goal of getting laid, you know? And it's really like by doing that, they kind of realize that the main character Dylan, he gets a bit too close to toxic masculinity, and that's in trying to lose his virginity, and he kind of realizes that that's not the path he wants to go down.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, kind of in relation to that, are there any kind of like, I guess, specific aspects of like the trans experience that like you're wanting to depict in Packing that you think mainstream trans narratives kind of might be lacking?
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, there's not that many mainstream trans narratives, but what they
That's,
are
yeah,
often
good
about,
point.
yeah. So that's the first thing, just existing. Second thing is often they're about like the person realizing they're trans, struggling to come to terms with that or figure out how to present, how to tell their family, or like getting caught wearing women's clothing, whatever, that kind of thing. Whereas this is about after transitioning. This is all the narratives are about that transition, and in your mind as well when you're trans, and before you get there, all you can think about is reaching those check boxes of your transition. And then I think I've kind of in writing this, I've sort of realized that a lot of trans people, after we reach those check boxes, we're like, okay, I actually still this is now I'm at like a base level, I need to now add my own identity, my own uniqueness onto this, figure out my personal style and just who I want to be in general now as this person that I've always wanted to be. So it's sort of taking a step further, and I've also noticed a lot of trans artists after writing this talking about like not really feeling completely at home in their masculinity. A lot of trans men feeling completely at home in that masculinity, sort of having a different experience to cis men, and so it's kind of about embracing that as well, and that nuanced experience of gender that I think a lot of trans people have.
Totally. And I think it's really because like you're right, there isn't a lot of trans representation, like period. But like when there is, it's kind of just the whole like journey to the journey to realizing that they're trans or the journey in transitioning. But I like that yours is kind of just like, okay, I know I'm trans. I've gotten past that point and now I just want to go to the bone zone. Like, love it. Like, living for it, amazing. So kind of last but certainly not least, how can people support the show?
Yeah, so if you want to support this show, I also want to just add that the other thing that's different is that it's not so much, well, that the point is that it's about a celebration of queerness
Oh,
and a
yeah.
celebration of difference, rather than like, oh, I'm trans and I'm trapped in a mental prison and life sucks because of it, you know?
Yeah, there are good things. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to see more of that celebratory kind of queer content, you can check out our Instagram. It's Packing Web Series is our Instagram, and we're also launching our Facebook, and we're going to be launching our ACF campaign. So that's the Australian Cultural Fund, where we're going to be crowdfunding. So you can either go straight to the ACF website, and you'll be able to find our Packing page once it's launched this week, or you can check out our Instagram, and we will be posting regular updates as soon as it's launched, and to keep the countdown going.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Tyler. It's been really great hearing about your show.
Been lovely chatting with you. Thanks, Ruby.